I still love saying Happy Easter again on this sixth Sunday in the Easter season. It's also an important month in two different ways. One, in our Catholic belief of the month of May for Mother Mary. And a second is also the month of May for mental illness. And personally, actually, a better name, a brain illness for this month. I only mention that because we have all talked about our hands and our mouths over and over and over and over. And I do know that some people that might have obsessive compulsive disorders or those that are claustrophobia, that can be very hard. Those that really need to be cleaning for part of an issue in their brain can be very, very difficult. And let's all continue to know and pray with each other, because we're trying to do that safely. But some people, that can be really hard for them to doing it too much. And in general, I mean, myself, I know we're talking about it all the time. I mean, it's like we need to have soap all on us, on our hands, like 24 hours a day for like the last 4 months. And what do our hands look like? I mean, does it burn off? I mean, did we lose our hands? I mean, with this Purell and everything else, and our masks that are just sweating my face off. What are we obviously doing it for good ways, but sometimes it's like, can I just get outside and not what? So when I go running, I don't wear my gloves now. And it's warm now, so you don't need that or my mask. So praise God. And what I want to talk about today is maybe having a good image of our hands. And the reason why is because when we think of all history, this time, it is temporal. And yeah, wearing gloves is good to be safe. And same with the mask and so forth. But in all history, you know, this isn't the day-to-day operation. And I know, you know, praise God, my doctors that gave brain surgery for me, I'm glad they had gloves on and their masks and everything was clean, so I didn't have a disease in my brain. But usually, yeah, most people were not wearing gloves or masks, unless it's maybe the 6 months of the winter in our area. But I want to think about our hands in good ways, right? What do you, as your family, for instance, using your hands? And praise God, I was able to go fishing last weekend. What were my hands using? A rod, a net, using a minnow on the hook, catch a walleye. The only fish that we caught. Dad was second with a huge dogfish. I don't know why he'd want to keep that. Usually he would mount anything he can, but he got the biggest fish. But I caught the one that was kept. Well, how about those that are using your hands to garden? The beautiful weather now. Getting those hands, maybe you are wearing different gloves, but getting in the dirt, putting in the beautiful flowers. Or again, back to hunting, deer hunting, times that we're shopping, checking out shoes, getting our groceries with our hands. One of my favorites outside of what I want to move into is when I'm able to pick up one of my nephew or my nieces, to pick them up with my hands. How beautiful and powerful our hands are in our day-to-day lives. But I want to talk again about the Lord Himself at Mass and our sacraments. So for instance, what have we done already? The Lord be with you. That's an image with our hands. The Lord be with you. Or right before we read the gospel, Lord be with you and with your spirit, reading Holy Gospel according to John, what did we do? We used our hand and our thumbs to make the sign of the cross on our forehead, our lips, and our chest. When I'll take the bread and lift up with my hands to become the body of Christ, and then to lift up the chalice with the blood of Christ with my hands. to receive communion when we're able to receive communion soon. Often we'll be doing it to receive the body of Christ on our hands and bring it to our mouth. Or the other sacraments as well, the anointing of the sick, where first we'll take my hands over the forehead, somebody that may be ill or maybe sick or almost dying, and then taking my hand with the oil of the sick to give them the forehead on their foreheads and on their palms. Confession. The priest will then give absolution of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And every one of us, we come into a church, we're using our hands in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Typically during the year, obviously it's different this year, but to dip our hand into water, holy water, and do the same for a sign of the cross. A baptism, same thing. What is the priest doing? It's taking the water in the hand and over the forehead of the little baby or an adult to be confirmed. After baptism, where I'm very excited for confirmation, hopefully it's soon. I think it was going to be this weekend, around this week at least. Again, you take chrism with the hand, with the thumb, to be confirmed after a baptism. Think about marriage. That's basically, I'll do some of the same, but who are the ones that are offering each other the sacrament? Not the priest. The almost bride and groom. And one of the beautiful parts, not the kissing part, I'm out of there by that point, but when you put the rings on the husband, putting the ring on his new bride and vice versa, of using that sacrament that is not given by us, but by the couple. And you can keep thinking about things all the time in our churches. Think about the blessings. Sometimes after Mass, somebody might ask for a blessing, and we'll pray together. And then I can just give a blessing. Sprinkling with water. I love that one as well, where you take the thurible and you just sprinkle people. Special way during Easter and baptisms and funerals too. The ways that our seminarian right now, Ben, when he rings the bell. How do you do that? Well, you use your hands. You can see this over and over and over and over again. Because I think so much of us right now are thinking about soap and Purell of our hands. And sometimes we can be freaked out about that. Let's always remember good missions for why we have hands beyond just safety or washing our hands with water and soap, which is, again, important. But how do we do that every day? How often do we do that at church? How does a priest use his hands to do his work that he's called to do to have a Mass? I conclude this with one simple verse in Acts of the Apostles today. What happened was the Gentiles were hearing St. Peter and St. John and preaching to them to receive the Holy Spirit, as everybody else at that time were Jewish people that have already received the Spirit, the Holy Spirit given from God, from Jesus. And what did they do for the Gentiles? A Gentile means anything but a Jewish person at that time. And what do? They laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. May we always remember how we as brothers and sisters, our Catholic and Christian brothers and sisters, how the hands of our priests, deacons, and so forth, have laid the hands on your head to receive communion, to receive confession, to receive the anointing of the sick, and baptism, and weddings. How important those hands are for us, for you.